Okay, so what inspired you to write this play?
Well, actually, I started out by writing a few of these pieces to be performed site-specifically around New York City. Because basically, An Insulted Place is made up of 9 interconnected scenes. And so Daniel Talbot, who's this director I've worked with who I love, runs a site-specific directing class through the Einhorn School of the Performing Arts with primary stages. And so 2 of the pieces, we performed 1 on the High Line, and we performed 1 in Dumbo on the streets of Brooklyn. Yeah. And then 1 of the pieces we performed with a different company at Rockefeller Center, which was really interesting, surrounded by tons of tourists. And then Daniel Talbot has a company called Rising Phoenix Rep, and with Kid Brooklyn Productions, they did a co-production of the short piece Glowing Dinoflagellates I wrote out on the beach in California. So it was really, I had all this different raw material, and then I looked at it one day and I was like, I saw all these recurring themes and I sensed the same kind of characters emerging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what would really be interesting would be to see these in a traditional theater space and put them all side by side. And then I started writing all this connective tissue in different ways and put it all together into one cohesive night of theater.
So you're working with 2 directors here. How was that difficult? How did that work out?
No, I love it. One of my friends had the IRT rented for the month of August, and a few months ago she called me and was like, Troy, I have to back out. Do you have any plays you'd want to do in this space? Because she knew I worked there before. And I have a bunch of different scripts, but IRT is like a really small, awesome theater, but the other scripts just didn't fit right for that space. So I said, well, what if I did all these short plays? And I had these 2 directors in my pocket that I really loved. Courtney Ulrich directed a different short play of mine at IRT last year, and I thought she just designed the hell out of it. It was really cool. So I knew I wanted to work with her. And Ashley Brooke Monroe actually directed the piece that took place in Dumbo, the original piece. So I knew she already had a connection to the material. So I just called them and said, look, guys, we only have a few months of prep. Why don't we just say yes, jump in, and we can probably do this really cool production. So I couldn't have done it without them. And the 3 of us just started dreaming up a plan, and now we're about to start performing.
Without giving too much away, could you just give us like a brief synopsis of the play so people listening can kind of make up their own minds if it's something that they'd want to see or not?
Yeah, it's basically about, we track like a young woman character through starting out in a small town surrounded by nature, and she wakes up from this dream and she's in the big city, and then we start to see things not going so well for her. She's feeling alienated from the world. She sees all this craziness and nothing making sense around her. So the title, In a Tilted Place, basically all of the scenes are tilted in some way, and we're really aiding that through the design, the set, the lights, the soundscape, and her world starts to close in on her, and then finally at the end, without giving too much away, we shoot her back out into nature, and it's kind of this arc from waking up and then going through this crazy day or this crazy life or this crazy dream, and then ending up in a slightly different place.
So in order for this to work, you need a really special cast. So do you want to talk about your cast a bit?
Yeah, I am obsessed with my cast. this play is asking so much of them. And I love big, messy, visceral plays. And I needed actors that could really do that. I mean, so much of what actors are asked to do is very naturalistic. You know, with lots of web series and TV shows. And so a lot of actors that we were considering, it was just they couldn't meet the material in a theatrical way that we were really looking for, really going there, really hitting all these messy, I don't know, emotions. And 3 of the actors in the play I went to school with at the University of Utah, and I've loved them for years, and I really, really wanted to showcase them. And then one of the girls, it's a crazy story, we actually met in Miami doing a national commercial campaign. It was me and her and Nick Cannon. And so we spent time down there and I fell in love with her. So I knew I wanted to work with her. One of the actors I saw doing Downtown Theater, and I admired him. I went up to him after a show and said, "You remind me of a 70s actor. You're really gritty. You're messy. I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth next." And so I contacted him and was like, "Please, please, please do my play." And then we had an actress who was really great in the show. And then when we cast her and then had the first reading, and she had a cast on her foot, and she said she broke her foot. And then we're like, "Okay, well, yeah, you can do that. That's no problem. We'll just put you in a cast. We'll make it work. It'll be awesome." And then she broke it again a few weeks ago. And her doctor said, "Absolutely, you cannot do this play." And she was devastated. And I love this girl so much. So it turned out to be this crazy, crazy search to find someone last minute. And this amazing actress who I've seen do all these plays at the Rattlestick, including Lucy Thurber's Scarcity. She just blew me away. Pamela Shaw. I called her. I got her number from a friend. She, the next morning, said yes. I don't usually say this, but I love the material. I get it. It's big. It's theatrical. And we started talking about, you know, my influences and what I was picturing for the character. And she said, "Great, I'll start today." So Pamela Shaw has just jumped in and, like, elevated the entire evening of plays. So, I love my cast.
So bottom line, why should someone see this play? Like, if someone walks by the IRT and they see the marquee and they're like, "Oh, a Tilted Place," and they're kind of like on the fence, and you could kind of like jump out of that front door and be like, "All right, come see this," and give them something. What do you think you'd say to them?
Well, this is truly an all-encompassing tilted world that we're creating. I have seen tons of plays at IRT. I love IRT. And we have designed the hell out of it. So that entire space, you will be transported, and the language is heightened in places, and every scene, we just saw a run through last night, and actually there's a huge reveal at the end, and I don't want to say anymore what it is, but everything came together, all of the design, and I had never seen it before, and we have a puppet designer who came in with these incredible puppets, and with the lights, and the fog, and the sound. And our amazing sound designer, Matt Otto, is also writing original music that's just blowing me away. I give him some influences, and then he comes back with this beautiful music. And the last moment, I went into the office of IRT and started crying, and one of the actors was like, "Are you crying?" And I was like, "I can't help it. This is so beautiful." And it's like, that's why you write these plays. You write these, I mean, Tony Kushner said, write impossibilities. And I feel like I have, like, some of the stuff in this play is asking so much of the actors and the designers and the directors, and everyone's stepping up. And what we're looking at right now, and we're still figuring it out. I mean, it's been such a fast and messy process, especially, you know, not having a lot of money and embracing that and trying to come up with what could we do with not a lot of money to be really, really awesome. And I think we found some cool things. So it's pretty overwhelming to me, and I think people hopefully will be blown away.